Shalom Aleichem. Tanchum Cohen here. Such a pleasure to spend a few minutes with so many fellow Mechanchim and Mechanchos in the NCSY world, and to share with you an insight from the Bali Atosos, an aspirational Midos insight from a Pasuk in this week's Parsha that seems like it's talking about something very different. In one of the first times the Torah addresses the Halachas of Kashrus, Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, meat of a kosher animal, but an animal which is a trefa, which has sustained significant wounds, can't be eaten. You can feed it to the dog, you can have hana from it, you can have other benefit from it, but a Jew cannot eat it. A well-known halacha in kashrus, the halacha of trefa. Bali Atosos wonder, though, about the specific example that the Torah gives. Basar basada trefa, meat of an animal that's literally been clawed out in the field, like on a farm like this one, or out in a meadow. Why did the Torah give that particular example? And when the Torah wants to tell us that while it's asr b'achila, it's mutar b'hana, one cannot eat it, but can have other benefit, why does the Torah specifically speak about feeding it to a dog? Why is the dog at the sada? What's the dog doing on the farm, in the field, on the meadow? Bali Atosos explained with the following scene. The scene the Torah is describing is you have your herd out in the field, and the dog clearly is a sheepdog, meant to be protecting the herd from predators. Basar basada trefa means that the dog has failed, that today a predator did succeed in clawing and attacking one of the sheep, one of the goats. It's no longer kosher to be eaten. Our natural reaction to the dog would be to punish it. It failed. It let a predator through the guard it was supposed to be keeping. Bali Atosos points out that the Torah instead says, "Lakelv tashlichen asor," reward the dog. Why? Because our natural reaction would be to be upset, to be furious. The dog failed. And while that's a natural reaction, it's not a correct one. It's not an accurate one. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Because this is one failure among so many successes. For the last 100 days, for the last 1,000 days, that sheepdog has successfully kept the herd safe. This one day, the dog slipped up. Our natural reaction is to magnify the one failure and to ignore all of those successes. Because when someone or something is there for us on a regular basis, we tend to take that for granted. We tend to magnify other people's failures and not focus on the successes. And the Torah insists that we take this opportunity instead to rise above our natural reaction and to aspire instead for a proper, thoughtful, holy reaction. Take this moment to overcome that negative midah and instead express gratitude for all of the hundreds, thousands of times that that caliph has been there for you and you've just taken it for granted. Two of the key lessons from this comment of the Bali Atosos in their parish on Chumash. Number one, of course, is the need to highlight and continually reinforce our sense of Hakaras HaTov to those around us, especially to those whom we take for granted. The people in our lives that are there for us so regularly that we often tend to ignore their constant support and their constant enabling of the work and the goodness that we seek to provide. And moreover, the Torah is reminding us that we can aspire to be greater than we are. We can aspire to do so much more than just that which is typical. We can aspire to grow into the type of Jews that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects and dreams for us to be. Have a marvelous day.